Indeed, greetings, light beings of Holy Mother Earth. It is a great day to be alive. It is a wonderful day to be aware of your consciousness, to be aware of the changes that are rapidly occurring. That is some story that the channeler spoke of today. In just a few brief moments, she was able to wash out or clear some old pattering, some old thinking, some old ways of being. And she did so with historical steps. You too, brave beings of the light, have golden opportunities now to step into your power, to step into your power in great and beautiful ways. You see, the coming of the new age is truly here. It is an historical event as you still believe in your history. What you will soon discover, dear ones, is that you are really playing with matter. You are playing with consciousness. So we ask you to develop this sense of play, this sense of lightness, this sense of fun rather than despair. As the channeler became aware that she was simply observing consciousness, well, then she can play with the energies and she can easily dismiss them. If she thinks there are some bad news bears out there that can attack and mutilate her, well, then there goes the fear radar. As long as she continues to maintain fear, she will not leave her house. She will not step out in faith. Do you see? So it is for each of you to observe the energies passing through. Do you see? There is truly no one out there, you understand? It is a dream reality. So what we recommend, dear ones of the light, dear ones of the new age, of the new earth, is to take the deep holy breath at every turn and breathe and observe with the eyes of innocence. Observe with the eyes of curiosity. Ah, I wonder what life is presenting to me today and how can I use it to ride the waves to enlightenment, ride the waves of to higher consciousness, of higher awareness. You see, there is no such thing as an empty moment. Each moment is chock full of opportunities for your ascension. And what is ascension? The channeler uses this word and she finds some people looking at her quite baffled. What is she talking about? What we were speaking of, dear ones, is the ascending, the rising of awareness of the historical moment of true oneness. You see, you're one with everything you experience. When you get frustrated with another one, my dear, you are one with that individual. You are one with that state of consciousness. So who are you really frustrated with? You see, when you are aware of someone in need of healing, who is truly in need of healing? Do you see? It is also truly you. So the more that you understand the oneness, the more freedom you will have, for creation will be quite easy. Well, if I am one with all of the pain that I see and witness and feel and experience, then I am also one with all of the creative abilities, with the creative principle itself and true abundance. You see, you each have the right to true abundance and all of its myriad of forms. Perhaps you delight in a true abundance of the golden coins. Perhaps you delight in true abundance in experiencing the energies, the colorful melodies of the higher realms. Perhaps you delight in the true abundance of understanding your wholeness, of understanding your kinship, your oneness with all that is, with the God that you speak of. So you see, you have access to it all. The more that you believe in separation, the more you believe in fright, the more you believe in something out there, the boogeyman, you may say, that can bite you, you will continue to live in fear and you will trip over yourself. You will trample on your own creations. So own them, dear ones. These are your creations. They are coming back to you to reflect to you, all of you. So it is always an opportunity to see how you are doing, what is going on with all of you, how you are growing, how you are still believing in the ego mind. And it is through the observation in the aspect of the innocent mind that truly growth can be obtained. If you continue to see all this as problematic and a judgment, in judgment, well, our dear, you will continue to be in judgment the rest of your life, or what you believe to be life. You are an extension of consciousness, and you go on and on and on. But really, surely you are ready for more than judgment. Of course you are, dear ones, for you are answering the call. You are answering the clarion call. That is why you are here. That is why you are sitting or resting, listening to our beautiful words. It is because you have said yes to your divine appointment. You have said yes to your higher self. You have said yes to knowing more of you. And that is why we bring the energies of love. We bring the energies of atonement and oneness, so that you can remember, pick up all the pieces and reassemble you. Remember the totality of you. Truly, you are not alone. Truly, your whole self is with you at all times. Sometimes yourself looks a bit frightening, but understand it is just the part of self that is in fear. It has forgotten it is safe. You see, it has forgotten the way home. And so what you do, our dear, is to lovingly guide it back home, lovingly guide it back to truth, lovingly guide it away from the fear. It is as simple as that. So marvel at all of your creations, all of the good creations, and what you would deem as perhaps not so good or interesting. They are all your master teachers, you see. They are all helping your atonement, your ascending. The channeler could not ascend without the individuals guided to make the remarks today. Do you see? She was in need of those mirrors to clear the mirror, to clear and bring resolution to those dismembered aspects of self, so that those aspects of self could now return home. Do you see? She needed those moments. She needed to wake up today and reassemble herself. You see, that is what each of you are doing. You are reassembling. You are bringing wholeness to yourself. And our dear, you are doing a marvelous job, each of you, in doing this. Also know that no one but you can do it. There is no master that will come down and say, okay, dear, step out of the way. Let me assemble your puzzle pieces for you. You are in charge. You are in charge if you go slow or if you go fast. You are in charge if you stay in denial a few weeks, months, years, or lifetimes longer. You are in charge, but please know that ascension energy is available. It is a little trick of the mind. The truth of it is, not all want to hear. Ascension energy is actually here. You are welcome to ascend any moment that you wish. You are playing it out just a wee bit longer, for you are getting used to the ownership of this, the responsibility of this. And again, there is some lag time in the need to reassemble the missing parts, the missing pieces. But as we are sharing and have shared, time is speeding up. What we mean by that is that the time that it takes to reach all these missing, dismembered parts is increasing. You are bringing things to you historically fast. Notice the channeler's experience. Well, within 20 minutes, this happened, then that happened, then that happened. You see, things are moving quite quickly. Just several years ago or decades ago, it may have taken 2 years for the events that occurred within 20 minutes now. Do you see? This is what we are referring to when we say time is speeding up. You are running out of the need, dear ones, for time. You have the ability to reduce time and to step out of time. So you see, it is up to you. The more you say yes to the responsibility of being the conscious creator, the faster you can work through this puzzle and return to your whole self. But please, dear ones, drop the need to feel of the goal-oriented process. Enjoy the process and understand that awakening is a process. You are not seeking one golden moment. You have a string of pearls, a string of beautiful lights, do you not? Imagine lights, a string of lights lighting up a porch or a Christmas tree or a street. They are all beautiful, and strung together, they make a beautiful party. So enjoy the process, enjoy the love, enjoy returning to self, enjoy returning to knowing who you truly are. At this time, we would like to afford you the opportunity to rest in the comfort of the higher realm energies. So we invite you to relax, to let go, and to receive. And we invite you, dear ones of the light, if there is anything that you have been playing with on the earth atmosphere that you are now done with, if you are done with being scared of being accused a witch, if you are done with not feeling your light, if you are done with the self-punitive thoughts, whatever it may be, dear ones, we ask you to return these energies to the light. You see, all energy comes from the light, whether you would see it as positive or negative. It is all of God. It could not exist otherwise. So return those that you were done with, just as you would return overdue library books. Ah, I am done with these. I am ready to return them. You see, as simple as that. No big whoop. You simply bring them to the library and you hand them to the librarian. And she or he says thank you, and you go about your day. So we invite you to return any outdated energies, any overdue energies. And we invite you to take a deep holy breath in and breathe in the light more fully, for you understand you are an extension of all light itself. And now that you have more room within your etheric vessel, you are able to shine even more brightly. And feel yourself as one with the light. Feel yourself as one with all that is. And so it is. All right, and Nalong, did you have a question you would like to ask? We have a small group, so you can take your time. You gotta unmute first, though. I can't hear you yet. Oh my goodness. Okay, hold on. Oh, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good. Well, I'm happy with my growth, spiritual growth, but I really miss the joyful and happy for no reason, Nayla. and it feels like I lost that part of me a little bit, and I don't know how can I get that back? More joy, more laughter, more, I don't know. I want more of something. It feels off.
Okay, so you need more of something. You sound like you're cooking something, and it's like it's missing something. It's missing an ingredient. Okay. excuse me. Say your first name, please.
I can't hear you. Could you talk to a little?
I just need you to say your name. Because you see, because you're not muted, you're just getting the feedback is all it is.
Okay, I'll mute after I say my name.
Okay.
Nina.
All right, and say it one more time, please.
Nina.
All right, Nail, I know it's going to be a bear because you're going to have to unmute and mute and all that business, but I need you to say it one more time, please.
Nina.
What's missing is the self-love. I almost feel like we should just bring you over here, put you on the chair. What's missing is the self-love. What I feel is, man, it almost feels like, remember like Cinderella and all the sisters and everyone gets to go to the castle? And then Cinderella's left at home. So it's almost like she's banished to the house and she's banished to like almost like a lower class, you know, like a caste system kind of thing. And so what they're sharing is it's an opportunity to do some review and to recognize that only you are your own source. So only you get to decide how much love you're going to bring to your own kingdom, how much love you're going to establish. Yeah, that's what it is. How much love you're going to establish is currency in your own kingdom. So they're saying, you know, to give my example, it's kind of like me. Like today I was dealing with the, you know, the remnants of the old, you know, fear of like, if I really put myself out there, people are going to judge me. And so that's what I got to experience to go through that. So in other words, only I, you know, only I can say I'm okay. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So for you, only you can say, I'm lovable. I'm worthy of love. Only you have the right to give that to yourself. That for some reason, your tank's low in that area. It's almost like I'm looking at like your tank of, you know, like my son plays these video games and you can see like different tanks of, I don't know what they are, but one's red, one's purple, one's blue. And one of your tanks is like significantly diminished. So when you say your name, I can energetically feel your tank like here when it needs to be up here. And it has to do with your own self-love. There's something that you're reacting to. Gosh, I want you to say your name again, but I hate to have you do that. But I'm going to do it anyway, and I apologize. But it'll help me.
Nina.
And say it one more
time. Nina.
Something's got to shift in your life. There's something you're crying out. There is something you're not happy with that, and here's the problem. It's taking a toll on how you see yourself. It's taking a toll on how you see yourself. There is something going on in your life where you're just not, it's not reflecting self-love is what it is. And I feel like it's energetically taking you down because it's kind of like, you know, imagine if like you feel good about yourself, you go to aerobics class, you write in your journal, you paint a picture, you do all these things that make you feel good about yourself. And then you go home to an abusive husband. And then when you're in the relationship with an abusive husband, it's like, it doesn't, The problem with being in that relationship with the abusive husband is not the abuse. The problem is that you're saying yes to an experience that doesn't reflect your wholeness. And so when it doesn't reflect your wholeness, what you do is, I don't know how to put it in appropriate words, so I'm just gonna use my words. It's almost like you're killing your soul. It's almost like you're killing your soul because you're not honoring you. You're not being true to you. And the card they're showing me, I have these angel cards because of you. I never did angel cards. But Nailon was always talking, her questions, she would always go, you. You would always say, well, I pulled this angel card, I wanna know what it means. I keep calling this angel card and I wanna know what it means. And so I had no idea what these angel cards things were, but now I have angel cards because of you. So there's an angel card and it's Doreen Virtue. I think it's angel therapy. And it's integrity. So if you don't have that card, look it up in Google Images or I'll take a picture of it and email it to you. But the card they're showing me is an integrity. And it's something like, make sure your words and your actions like equal your own personal values or like are integrity with what you think is true about you. Because there's something that you're doing, some relationship you're having, I don't know if it's friendship, I don't know, family, I don't know what it is, but there's something you're doing that is out of integrity with your true relationship with yourself. And it's basically killing your spirit. It's bringing you down. So I don't know if it's like, you're giving Reiki, but you're like charging not a lot and you're resentful about it. I don't know if it's like a friendship. I don't know if it's romantic. I don't know where it is, but it's something that if you pray and meditate and you ask your higher self to reveal to you, they will show you. And you're not loving yourself in the energy of it is what it is. It's like your soul's in pain is what it is. I mean, your soul's in pain and it's like crying out. It's almost like, I forget my fairy tales, but there's one girl and Rumpelstiltskin or somebody that's like stuck in the tower. That's how the energy feels. It's like your soul's stuck and it's like, let me out of here. Yet you're out of alignment with your truth. Right, I know you want like the magic, like tell me which area it is, and they're saying that it's for you to go within, to discover what that is, but it will be revealed to you, and if you get quiet and centered, the first thing that comes to mind will be what it is.
Aren't we supposed to be above all that? Aren't we supposed to feed ourselves from the source? And not be affected by outside forces and relationships, etc.
Well, aren't we supposed to be healed already? The relationships are really ourselves. So everything in your experience is really a relationship with yourself. And so what they're sharing is you're out of alignment with yourself. So when you're saying like I shouldn't be affected by it, really it's the relationships are really showing you. So how not to be affected by you. I mean, I kind of.
What I mean is like I'm supposed to transmute that, like whatever comes to surface, you know, when we are triggered by certain things. Whatever comes on the surface, aren't you supposed to clear it and transmute it into love and light? Instead of expecting, you know what I mean?
So here, they're going to play with you a little bit. So let's pretend you were married in a very abusive relationship, okay? So you have a great day, you go out to lunch with your friends, you got great kids, everything's great, you come home and the guy beats you up every night. So what they're saying is, and they're playing with you to make a point. So what they're saying is, according to what you're saying, isn't the idea to just transmute the energies and turn it into love and light. So isn't the idea to allow myself to be beaten up by this man every night, but to transmute all those energies and turn them into love and light? Do you see?
I get it.
Okay. Okay. All righty then. All right. And Lewis, did you have a question? That's a pretty good picture for a cell phone. That's impressive.
No, I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. That's a pretty good picture. Yeah, that's an iPhone, but I'm impressed. All right. And so now we're up to our live guest. We're up to you.
Oh, did he have
a question. He just wants to be here in the energy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But I like his picture.
All right. Now just whatever they feel like I need to know.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Christy.
And say your name again, please. And say it one more time, Chris. You have someone here with you on the other side of the veil, and it's male energy. Who are you? One moment. Christy, say your name again, please.
Christy.
It's definitely male energy. I feel like it's a master teacher. It's definitely not someone on. It's not like someone incarnated or disincarnate, whatever it is. Someone that was incarnated here, though he may have been, but he's definitely a master soul. And say your name again.
Christy.
He's here to help you unlock the secrets. The secrets to success, but the secrets to spirit, it's like spiritual success, spiritual awareness. Who are you? He's got a turban, but I've seen pictures of masters, you know, like on Facebook. Obviously, I spend time on Facebook lately. I see enough master pictures floating through that, like, I'm starting to get familiar with, like, the most popular ones, I should say. And he doesn't look like any of them. I know this sounds really goofy, but I have an 11-year-old son, so I've done all the childhood stuff lately. So if you remember, you can look this up on the internet, if you remember Curious George, the monkey, and the monkey was friends with the man with the yellow hat, he's got that kind of energy in terms of being tall and slim. And his hat's not a yellow hat with the brim. It's more, say your name again, please.
Christy.
It's more so of like a turban, and it's white. Yeah, I'm getting the chills. It's turban and it's white, and it's small. I wish I knew the name. Christy, say your name again, please. He's definitely of high energy, and I know all masters are, but apparently masters are actually on different levels. So once you reach enlightenment, that's not the end. It's almost like that's just the beginning. So if you think of people that become enlightened as being like living, I would assume at least, you may know more than me, to be honest, but if I assume that, like, once you become enlightened, like, you live 24/7 in fifth dimensional reality, this person is in fifth, sixth dimensional reality. So he's like a step above. And that's how it works. You know, once you reach awareness, like, it just never stops in terms of what you grow and understand. It's not like just one level we're all going towards. Okay, so and it's sort of like we all have helpers to help us to the next phase. So that, like, we're here and then we have spirit guides to help us to get to enlightenment. what we consider to be enlightenment. But what they're saying is there's enlightenment from that enlightened awareness, like it keeps going. So he's almost working with the ones that are moving, that have like calling cards in their life to move, and I've always thought this about you actually now that I think about it, to move very fast through that 5D awareness once we get there, to kind of speed past it, because there's actually something being planned beyond that. And that's where you come in. You're actually beyond that. The energy you come from is, it's really quite high. To be honest, if you ask me, well, what's 6D? I'm like, I don't know, look it up. It just like, it boggles the mind when you try to start reading or understand. I'm thinking like, let me just try to clear the fear that came up yesterday, you know? But whatever 6 and 7D means, that's the energy that you've come from. That's the energy that you've come from. So when you have nothing to do at work or something, look that up. What does 6D mean? What does 7D mean? That's the energy that you actually resonate with. And so when you, in your altered states of consciousness, whether it's like a dream state or like a meditative state, but in your dream states for sure, you actually return to those planes of reality. And it's like 6, 7, 8 states, D, whatever the heck that means. But you return to that level of awareness. So that goes back to what I kept prophesizing for you, that you're going to be like unlocking, I always say geological stuff. And the way you're going to do it is, it's because you speak that language. So in other words, like there's a linear language you and I are speaking, but there are languages at different states of consciousness and awareness, and you speak that. I don't know how else to say it. You probably don't speak it. You probably just experience it. But it's people that, like, if they go into the pyramids and they can read the energies. You know, it's sort of like how people ask me, like, how do I do what I do? So I'm working with those higher states, and it's like, how do I speak the language? I don't know, but I just do. So what they're saying is that's just who I really am. And so when I let go of my attachment to being physical Nicole, I can step into who I really am, and who I really am speaks that higher, so it's kind of like that for you. Say your name one more time.
Christy.
Okay, so now we're back to the man. Don't know his name. Just want to see if...
Has he been around for a while, or is this like a new thing?
That's a good question. Okay, and say your name again.
Christy.
He's been with you since your birth. He's overseeing the, so you've got different, we all do, we have different like spirit guides and teachers, and they all kind of have different roles. Some oversee like the bigger plan of our life. Some come in and help us through like the day-to-day stuff, like turn right, don't turn left so you don't get hit by the car kind of thing. And some come in to help us through different skill acquisition, you know, depending on what it is we're trying to learn or master. He is interested in your spiritual development, and he's been around since birth, and he kind of oversees, so he doesn't really work with not the mundane things, but the little things. He doesn't work with the little things. He's more concerned about, it's almost like a godparent. You know, a godparent's responsible for a child's spiritual development or whatever. It's like that, but more intensely. You know, a godparent kind of does surfacey things. I don't know, they buy the christening outfit or whatever. Whereas this godparent is involved with your intensive maturation. So it's sort of like you got a goal in this life, and it's his job to help make sure you get there. He's showing me this divine blueprint for you. Yeah, actually, it really is. Did I ever ask you if you talk to dolphins?
Yeah, you've asked me.
Yeah, because there they are again. I've got to get you a dolphin so you can talk to one.
I know.
There you are. You speak higher dimensional languages. I don't know how else to say it. It's something like there's some kids that are born that just naturally speak languages from ancient whatever, and these kids just go da 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 da. You naturally speak higher dimensional languages. And that's really important for your mission here. So let me just see if I can bring anything else in about this man. One moment. And say your name one more time.
Christy.
I don't know his name. I feel like you will know his name. Just be aware that he's around you, and the more you can give him permission to blend with your consciousness and awareness, the more his vibration will start echoing for you. And you can do that with discernment. So like for me, I always just hold the intention that only beings of white Christ light, you know, come into my field of awareness. And then I assigned, I was told to assign, I wanted to just tell you all this for protection. I was told to assign a gatekeeper to make sure only beings of white light come in when I channel and to keep
security
anyone else. Yeah, exactly.
And do you assign one of your own like spirit guides, or you just call and whoever shows up?
The way I was taught, it's a good question. The way I was taught is to ask for someone to be assigned. And that, and I asked somebody, well, like, who should it be? And they're like, nobody can tell you, but you'll just intuitively know. So I did that and asked, and what who I received is Elmoria, who it turns out was King Arthur, which makes sense because I channeled King Arthur. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. So for me, it's Elmoria, and he's here 24/7. And I used to, and I still do this, like, as a matter of formality. When I sit down and I close my eyes, I actually call on him, like, to make sure. And I always think of him to my right for some reason. But I always ask him, like, and he's always, like, here and present. And then I cover myself with white light. And then I cover myself with blue light. And then purple light. And the white light is for protection. Mm-hmm. The blue light is for, I forget what the lights are for, to be honest. Blue and purple. I think the purple is because I channel Ascended Masters. And the blue, I'm not sure why I cover myself with blue, but I always do it. So white, blue, and purple. But the purple's for, because I do Ascended Masters. Okay, but I also ask that Elmoria be my gatekeeper 24/7. So that means if like I'm in the grocery store and I intuitively feel like I've got a message for someone, I don't have to worry about like, okay, let me make sure Elmore is there. It's like he's there 24/7 now. But what I will tell you is before I did that, I used to have a problem when I used to do these channeling groups because there was no safety net and I was pulling in all kinds of energies. And I actually used to be like sick for 24 hours after the groups. So, yeah, that's why I went to get help. And I was like, obviously, I'm like, I can't do these groups. I don't think I can channel, but I can't do the groups. So someone tuned in to me at the time, and they were like, you're not putting protection on you, are you? And I thought, do I need to do that? And they're like, Nicole, yes, you need to do that. Okay, so I'm telling you all that because this gentleman wants to work with you and to come in. And so I want you to have that protection before you, like, open yourself up. But all that to say is he's grooming you. He's grooming you. You speak his language. So when he comes in, I don't know if you're going to audibly hear him as much as you're going to. It's almost like you're just going to know what he's telling you. And it's just going to be a knowing. And it's just going to be part of what you know. And I forget which message it was, but I kind of remember saying that to you one time when I asked you, I think this was you. I asked you if you have any like spiritual gifts or something, because I felt like they were going to be expanded. And you said, like, I think this is you, that what I'm thinking or remembering is you saying, well, I don't know if I do. And the feeling I had was that you do, but you're not aware that you do, because it's just a part of you and you've never known anything else. And that, if I have the right person, I think I do. And that, like, if somebody else, if you could experience somebody else, like live as them for a week, you would realize how much more expanded awareness you have. But it's just part of your normal, so you don't realize it's expanded. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
That's how it feels with you, and that's how it feels like it's going to feel when he starts coming in more. Is I don't feel like it's going to be like, oh my God, I'm psychic today. It's more so of, you're just going to have access to even more of the library, more of the storehouse of information. And it's going to feel, I don't know that it's actually going to feel like separate information, more so that you're just going to suddenly know more. But it's going to be him working with you. And say your name one more time.
Christy.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. He's here to stay. He will be with you your whole life. There are some important things coming up in your future. Like, I don't know time span, but you're here, you're going to do significant service work. Significant, because you speak the language.
I know I'm taking up some time.
You called this to you. You can take up all the time you want now.
I'm just curious, when you say, like having him in, like allowing him to do his work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that done through like meditation or like through like channeling or like just allowing him to like do his thing, like talking to him?
That's a good question. And say your name, please.
Christy.
It can be all of it. It can be all of the above. I think it has to do almost with your preferred style. So, you know, when I'm home, I can channel and I can just start writing volumes. And when I'm here, I channel word for word for word. But to be honest, like when I go around in the circle, I just listen and I talk. And the reason is, I used to channel word for word. It was exhausting. Like because you have to like be in a certain state to do it word for word. And to do that for each person, I'd be like this at the end of the circle. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to relay the information. But the point is, I can do both. So I can channel word for word. I can meditate and bring through their consciousness. What's really fun is when I bring through Jesus's consciousness, its energy is like so... It's almost like I don't need anything else the rest of my life. I don't need to get up. I don't need to be a mom. I don't need to have set. Like I could just be one with him, and I would be perfectly fine. So you could just bring in those energies. And what they're saying is he's really just our Christ, like our Christ nature. And that's really who we are, and that's why I feel so good. Rather than living this dream of separation. But to answer your question, I feel like you're yes to all of it. Yes to all of it. Mm-hmm. So everything that you do to build your relationship with the higher energies, the lights are going off, will bring that in naturally. So if you go to the beach and you just kind of go, I don't know what the names of those waves are, but not the physical waves, like the alpha waves or whatever in your brain. But if you go into the beach and you kind of get this, sometimes when I look at the water, I just go into these like alpha states or something. You just go to these higher awareness states. So you could do that. You could do formal meditation. I feel a lot of it is when you get into those relaxed higher states, however you do that, you'll just start knowing stuff. Like, it'll just be there. I almost feel like you're going to be here in physical form, but you're going to be totally aware of the other dimension simultaneously. But it's going to be very comfortable for you, really comfortable. This is going to be commonplace. Yeah, because you're already there is what it is. Like, you're not trying to get there. You're who you truly are, your higher self, already lives there. So what you're doing is just opening up to who you really are. Yeah. Yeah, you and nature. You and nature. You do it all, but all I would say is just keep doing it all, because the more that you the more you live and breathe in those natural energies, those natural elements, it'll serve you. It'll serve you mightily. Yeah, I could actually see you like taking 2 months off and living wherever you live, in the woods, on the ocean, whatever, and you just kind of spinning off the planet in terms of your accelerated consciousness.
That's the plan for after here. When I'm done with my AmeriCorps, I'm going to South America. I'm not really sure what the plan is, but camping,
yeah.
And like...
Exactly,
just, like,
exactly.
Doing whatever.
Yeah, and see, your soul is pulling you there because your soul knows what I'm saying. So your soul's actually getting you where exactly where you need to be.
Cool. Just keep trusting the process.
Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah. It's so cool. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today, really. Because it's good. It's super duper good. If I run, I'm going to ask Spirit to, if they can guide me to your master, to bring you some more information, I will.
Maybe so.
Yeah, because it's fun to know exactly who it is that's working with you. So I'm just asking them right now if they can, you know, one day I'll just be like, ooh, that's him. In the meantime, if you give me your email, if I see anything that looks similar to him, I'll email it to you just
All
so you can get a picture.
Cool. That's really nice.
Because that's really fun. That's really fun to do. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. All right. Oh, Nalan's still here. So, Nalan, before we dismiss, because it's a little group today, do you have any other follow-up questions?
Yes. Actually, could you just ask my spirit guide what is it I need to focus on right now? I mean, how can I increase my vibration and connection? I like to increase my connection with and,
I would like to also.
Using all the tools, do they have any other suggestions or like to use one more than the other?
Okay.
My daily routine?
Okay. And say your name, please.
Neda.
It's a really simple exercise, but they're asking me to give it to you, and then we're going to tune in energetically to see its effectiveness. So the exercise is to remember that God is good and that you're of God, so therefore you're only good. And so when you hear those words, it's about taking a meditative pause to really to feel that and honor that in yourself. Because what they're sharing is the only reason that you would allow any experience in your mind frame to reflect anything other than what's the word? Total love for yourself, or respect for who you are, is because there is somehow the old energies that have been stored of any belief to the contrary. So what that affirmation is doing, and it's not even an affirmation as much as like a prayer, sort of like a almost like a prayer or a chant, is to acknowledge that truly that you're one with the divine, and that truly is who you are and all you are. Because when you resonate with that identity, that's all that you experience, and that's all that you will see in yourself. That's all that you will see in yourself. And what you will do is restore that pure heart for yourself. Does that make sense?
I heard you, but I guess I missed the part. What is it I'm supposed to say? God is good?
Okay, so it's not about saying it. It's about reflecting on it, reflecting on what the words truly mean. So when you say God is good, it's kind of like you take that pause and you kind of think about that, and it's like, well, yeah, you know, God is pure divinity. God is pure love. So, well, yeah, God is good. Like, God's, like, that energy of pure love is perfect. So once you get that, like, kind of, like, take that in deep. Like, you really get that. You know, you grok that. Then the next step is to be aware that because you are an extension of God, you're an extension of the all. You're an extension of love itself. Therefore, you're good. You're only good. That's all that could be possibly said about you. That's all that could be possibly true about you. And when I say said about you, I don't mean that someone in the earth plane can say anything else. What I mean is that's all that can be dictated from heaven above about you. Is that you're good because you're an extension of God. You're an extension of good. You're an extension of love. That's all that possibly can be true of you.
Okay, my follow-up question for this is, I actually was introduced to this topic, mm-hmm. in someone else's channeling I listened to.
Okay.
So I get that.
Okay.
I get that and I agree with you.
Okay.
What can I do to get it like at a deep level, because apparently that's the part I'm missing. I know this concept, and I mm-hmm. totally agree with it.
Okay. So as you take that in deeper and deeper, what's going to surface is everything that disagrees with it. So in other words, if I take that in and I accept that on a deep in my heart level, what I'm going to start becoming aware of are all the ego thoughts that I apparently took in on a deep level that had to be wrong, that had to be false. Someone was mistaken. So if I take that in, I will suddenly have awarenesses of things that were told to me in my childhood, for example. So here's my dilemma. Well, if I accept this premise that I'm really only good, then that means what people had told me about myself was they were wrong. It was false. They made a mistake. It was just the ego. And it gives me, how do I say this? It gives me permission to release that old stuff. Because it's almost like, how do I say it? It's almost like there's a judge and a jury, and we have all these like things that were told to us or beliefs that were put on us or whatever. But now there's like this higher court So imagine like higher court from the higher realms coming in. You know, because it's like in America, you've got like, okay, this court and someone can appeal it and then it goes to this court. But like Supreme Court is like the highest court in the land here. I think I got that right. So this is like a court higher than the Supreme Court because this is God court. And so the Supreme Court is the final ruling. And the Supreme Court is saying, this is what it is about you. That's the bottom line. So what happens then is if that takes hold, like that becomes the law of the land, like this is a new law, it was just passed. This is what you know about yourself. And so what happens is, well, if that's true, then that means all these other little state laws have to be overturned. Because if this federal law is coming down, this law from spirit's coming down, that means, well, we got to get rid of this, we got to get rid of that, we got to get rid of that. And so what's going to surface is all the stuff that you falsely, incorrectly, ego dream stuff accepted that went against that premise. And so as those things come surface to your mind, it's simply a matter of clearing it, bringing it to the light, just like we did today. So it's like, oh my gosh, you know, people don't like my website. Okay. Judging me is really what it's about. Okay. People think I'm a white witch and they don't want to have anything to do with me. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, what if I'm called a witch? Obviously, I was a witch in another lifetime. That becomes pretty obvious today. Okay. Well, that needs to be cleared. Because obviously, if I'm doing good, God's work, then that's good. So everything that comes, it says it's not good. Oh, it's coming to get clear because the premise is that I can only be good. And that's the new law, and that's just the way it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay. And I'm assuming you don't have any follow-ups because we're just going to wait for the picture. Okay. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mm-hmm. We surround you all with the love and light to support you, each of you, in releasing any blemishes to any beliefs to the contrary. You see, now is the time. The energies are ripe for the picking. You have the utmost respect of us, the masters, your higher selves, really, you will see one day. You have the utmost respect and support to liberally pick your garden. Pick out the weeds, pick out the trash, so to speak. You understand, if you had a garden, you went home and there was like a bit of pickup, a bit of strayed leaves and debris, and perhaps some weeds, it would be a no thing. You would say, I from now on declare it shall be a beautiful garden. So anything unlike love will simply be weeded out. It's as simple as that. It is a matter of faith. You are all swimming in the beautiful realms, in the beautiful energies of what is to be, what is to be. It is a historical moment. It is a breathtaking moment of pure awareness. You are each rising into the higher and new awarenesses of your true selves. It is for your true selves to be ordained and to walk freely and clearly as a master on Holy Mother Earth. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.